Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks for real investors who want the full picture. Today we're diving deep into Albertsons Companies, ticker ACI, and there's a lot to unpack after that recent earnings miss and guidance cut that sent the shares tumbling. Let's kick things off with a quick look at where the company stands right now. Albertsons operates one of the largest grocery footprints in the United States, running thousands of stores under banners like Safeway, Vons, and its namesake brand. The business has been navigating a tough consumer environment where shoppers are pulling back on discretionary items and even core groceries, which is exactly what showed up in the latest numbers. Albertsons Companies traces its roots all the way back to 1860 and is headquartered in Boise, Idaho. It runs a massive network of food and drug retail locations across the country, supported by its own manufacturing facilities and growing digital platforms. The company employs around 280,000 people and is led by CEO Susan Morris. While it's a mature player in the consumer defensive space, it's also pushing forward with AI tools for everything from produce grading to conversational search in its retail media business. On the top line, Albertsons brought in roughly $83.2 billion in fiscal 2025, up modestly from the prior year. The vast majority of that revenue comes from its core reportable segment of grocery and pharmacy sales. Growth has been fairly muted lately as inflation normalizes and volume trends soften, which lines up with the cautious consumer behavior we're seeing across the industry. Earnings tell a much tougher story. Net income dropped sharply to $217 million for the year, down from nearly a billion the year before, with EPS falling to just 40 cents. Operating income also took a hit, reflecting higher costs and the softer sales environment. The company lowered its full-year outlook after reporting those results, citing weaker grocery spending that will pressure both sales and profits in the near term. Management highlighted strategic investments in technology, store modernization, and digital capabilities during the earnings discussion, while acknowledging external challenges and competitive pressures. They noted that same-store sales trends have softened and that pharmacy headwinds are also playing a role, but they remain focused on long-term initiatives like AI-powered search and retail media to drive future growth. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow, free cash flow came in around $527 million last year, supported by solid operating cash generation of $2.37 billion. The company carries a significant debt load with total liabilities near $25 billion, though it continues to return capital through dividends that currently yield over 4%. Margins have compressed, with net profit margins sitting very thin at just 0.26%. For the valuation setup, we used a forward PE approach as the primary model with DCF as support, given the ample analyst estimates and the mature, low-growth profile of the business. Model confidence is high because the data lines up well with historical multiples and positive free cash flow history. The model puts fair value somewhere around $19 compared with the current price trading around $14, which suggests the stock is sitting below our rough fair value estimate. What drives this valuation are assumptions around a normalized forward multiple near 10 times, modest perpetual growth of 2%, and a higher discount rate of 10.5% to reflect the current earnings risks. Keep in mind that changing those inputs can move the number quite a bit, so you can run your own assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how it shifts. On the SWOT front, strengths include the company's massive scale and improving digital and retail media capabilities. Weaknesses center on thin margins and heavy debt. Opportunities lie in further AI adoption and pharmacy integration, while threats include intensifying competition, consumer pullback, and ongoing pharmacy reimbursement pressure. Recent performance has been rough, with the stock down over 29% in the past year, and also lagging across the 3-month and 6-month windows. The broader grocery store industry has been soft as well, but Albertsons has underperformed even its peers amid the lowered outlook. My take is that the current price around $14 offers a margin of safety for a business this size, especially if the consumer environment stabilizes. The dividend looks attractive on the surface, but the payout feels stretched given recent earnings, so I'd watch that closely. Longer term, the AI and retail media bets could pay off, but near-term execution on cost control and same-store sales will be key. This feels like a name for patient investors who can handle some volatility. That's the full picture on Albertsons. If you found this breakdown helpful, drop a like, subscribe for more deep dives, and let me know in the comments what stock you'd like us to tackle next. We'll catch you in the next one.